My rich dad's step 5 of his 7 steps was to seek mentors. I think this is a very important aspect on mentors, and it goes back again, or it ties into Rich Dad's Greatest Secret. I think the biggest problem that people have is they learn to think of good and bad, up and down, or evil and all of the other stuff. Rich Dad says, if you're open to the Great Spirit or learning, you will learn from everybody, good or bad. And what he taught me to see was the strength and weaknesses in everybody. And he says, oftentimes we focus on the strength and we condemn them for the weaknesses. And yet you can learn more from the weaknesses than the strengths. For example, I used to get very frustrated with my poor dad. He had a PhD, very smart man. All of his friends, like I said, that's where I got the 6 friends from. I looked at all his friends and they're all PhDs. And I would hate to say it, but most of them very socialistic. They believed in a communist type of mentality where everything was equal. I don't mean in the bad way. They were more in favor of everything being equal. And I saw all that. And they condemned the capitalists. They said, you look at the robber barons and all this. And I went back to my rich dad, and it was very confusing being 15 to 18 years old at that time. And he says, I want you to see something that most people do not see. He says, your father has very good strengths, and take that. And he also has great weaknesses, and learn from that also. So I never saw anybody at that point on as not being a mentor. In other words, we can learn from everybody around us if we're open to Rich Dad's Secret, which is always around us. So when I asked my rich dad, I said, so how come he condemns the capitalists? I said, because your dad cannot see what capitalists really do. For instance, my poor dad went to University of Chicago. And all capitalists know that the University of Chicago was funded by a man named John D. Rockefeller. In other words, the capitalists, because of their vast ability to make so much money, were able to finance the institutions of higher learning. And my poor dad, who still condemned capitalists, and his condemnation filled, closed or made him myopic, went to Stanford. And Stanford was formed by a man named Leland Stanford. And the same as Duke University, Vanderbilt, and all those other great schools. So oftentimes in this idea of good and bad, we actually blind ourselves. So all people can be mentors to us, and that's really the point I want to make. When it comes to seeking mentors, I've been very fortunate because I've had great mentorship. At the present time, I have a man who has taken over 100 companies public. I've personally never taken one company over the line to go public, and the reason is because I'm still a fundamental investor. I want to make sure that if it goes public, a public company, the shareholders have a very good chance of the company growing. There have been times I wanted to jumpstart something, but I've always held back. And my new mentor, who is about the same age as my dad, has been guiding me in the process of what's called initial public offering or an IPO. And so I've always had great mentors. So when people ask me, how do you find a mentor? Well, number one is you have to do your share. In other words, a mentor is not going to waste time with you. For instance, Tiger Woods would not waste his time giving me golf lessons. And the reason is because, number one, I don't practice. Number two, I'm a lousy golfer. And three, I'm not interested in the game of golf. So why should he teach me? You know what I mean? If I'm not going to do my share. Well, the same thing goes with finding a good accountant and a good attorney. If you don't know the difference between a good one and a bad one, then anyone will do. Many accountants are not that brave. And if you're a brave sort, you want to find a brave accountant. And if you're a real mouse, you'll find a mousy accountant. The other thing I find out is when I ask an accountant, for my real estate company, I ask that accountant, how much real estate do you have? And if they have none, I look for another accountant because I want an accountant who really understands real estate. If I have a small business problem, then I'll ask this person, well, what do you specialize in? They say, I specialize in small businesses. Can you give me some references? Blah, blah, blah. Do you do real estate? No, I don't do real estate. Well, then I have a small business account. And like I said, there are financial planners for the poor, rich, and middle class. This is, there are banks for poor, rich, and middle class. The same thing when it comes to accountants. There are accountants for poor, rich, and middle class. So I go and I see this person, I ask my rich friends who are very wealthy, I said, which accountant or tax strategist do you use? And then I get a reference and I go to them. So the point is when you're ready, the teacher will show up. I think the hardest thing for people to do is to fire an accountant or attorney that you've gotten used to. And that's really silly because you should really change them every 2 years anyway or hire them full time. I mean, that's the way you look. One of the first accountants I ever hired was a guy, and I was wondering why my taxes weren't coming out so well. I went to his office one day, and on his in-basket was like 5,000 files of other clients. And I realized this guy wasn't paying attention to my business. He had his own business to look out for. And so that's the problem with too many, the S quadrant or the small business guys. Because they don't have much money, they have to find an accountant who will work for cheap and work on volume. And so one of the things that behooved me to get rich was so that I could hire the best accountants and get best attorneys. The other good thing about if you understand the financial statement for the employee, they cannot afford to hire the best accountants and best attorneys because they have to pay for the accountants and attorneys with after-tax dollars. As a business owner, because I'm making so much money, my accountants and my attorneys are a pre-tax expense. And the way I've gotten so smart was by having the money, which is a pre-tax dollar. In other words, the government is paying me for the best advice possible. And I hire these guys as an expense, and I get smarter. The reason I know so much is a very simple principle, is be stupid and hire smart people. So what I say to people is that you have to do your share to find a mentor. The reason my current rich dad, my new rich dad, talks to me is because I have built so many companies. I've invested my time understanding tax law, corporate law, venture capitalists, investment bankers, and things like that. So when I sit down with him, he and I share a common vocabulary. As I said, money is just an idea, and if you want to change your life, change your vocabulary. So I've paid my dues. When I first met my current rich dad, see, my poor dad and my rich dad are dead, and they rest in peace. Yet it never stopped me from finding new mentors. So the current mentor I'm with, I have spent my time sitting down with him and learning from him. But I had to pay the dues to be able to talk to him. The first time I called him up and I said, may I come and see you? He said, why? And I said, because I would like to learn from you. He says, nah, don't call me back. I don't want to talk to you. So I called again. Again, rejection is the key. And I kept calling him and I kept calling him. He says, what do you want to know? And I said, I just want information from you. I would like to learn from you. And very suspiciously, he says, well, come on up. And so I drove the 45 minutes to his house. He lives way out on his own. Like I said, he's taken over 100 companies public. I've asked my friends, who's one of the officials in Shearson Lehman, I said, how many guys are there like my new rich dad? He says, in all of his life, he's only met one guy like him. He's one of the most brilliant financial tacticians around. So I called him up. I came out to see him, and I sat down. He says, what do you want? Because he's 80 years old. And I said, I would like to learn from you. And he says, and he didn't believe me. And he said, you don't want a job? I said, no. You don't want to borrow money? I said, no. I just would like the opportunity to learn from you. And he rocked back in his seat and very suspiciously looked at me. He says, how badly do you want to learn? And I said, badly. And this was like on a Tuesday. He says, okay. And I believe it was, he says, on Friday there was a meeting in Lima, Peru, on a gold mine beyond the plane, your expense. And I took this deep gulp. Lima, Peru, says, get your passport, go. How badly do you want to learn? And I drove home and I told my wife, Kim, I said, and we had this big a business meeting to perform. I said, Kim, you got to cover for me. And, you know, being a wife and a business partner and best friend, I said, I'll cover for you. And I was on a plane a few days later, and I was in Lima, Peru, 17,000 feet, inspecting a gold mine. And then I went into a meeting with the bank in Peru to negotiate the purchase of the bank for my new partner. And I sat there with his attorney, his miners, and all of his hands, because he doesn't go anywhere. He sends his team in there. And I'm the new guy on the team. I'm sitting there, and we're evaluating the price of the deal. They wanted $27 million for it. And then by Monday, I was back. It was a very quick trip to Lima, Peru, and I sat down. He says, tell me, should I buy that mine or not? And I gave him a report. I said, I don't think we should buy it. It's at 17,000 feet. The people are indigenous. They've been over there for 50 years. And you look down, and you see graves of their ancestors. and the technological revolution we'd have to bring in, we'd have to fire at least 40% to make the mine viable. And to fire those 40%, we'd have to ask them to move down the mountain because they had to get off the company's property. And the indigenous people tremendously value the graves of their ancestors. And if we downsize 40% of them, they're going to murder every single one of our miners there. So the problem is not a mining problem, it's a socioeconomic problem. And so I recommend we don't buy it. He said, very good. And he says, now you can be my student. So a very important part about finding a mentor is you also need and want to be a good student. There is a lot of truth to that saying that goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. There's another big aspect to finding a mentor. And I think Tony Robbins goes into it, the NLPers go into it, it's called matching and mirroring and all this. Many times a person will come up to me and they'll actually be dressed poor, they look scroungy, they don't look professional. And for somebody like me, that turns me off because it's a mismatch. The same thing happens with vocabulary. The reason you want to learn the words is because if you don't speak the same language, you're not on the same song sheet at that point. So that's a very big part of finding a mentor is really, I think you need to find out who they are, to match them, to be willing to give them more than they're going to give you, as well as match their vocabulary and style of dress. My new business partner, like I said, he is a very, very wealthy man. And so when I talk to him, I dress like a wealthy person because he feels more comfortable with me. If I came in like a scroungy stray dog, I don't know if he would talk to me. The reason I say that is many times I'm asked now if people would, can I be your mentor? But what they never say to me is what they'll do for me. And many times they want me to help them and give them money, so they're not coming in from a strong point of view. I don't need another person who needs to be helped. So part of finding a good mentor is you have to really do your share in being kind of an equal partner in the relationship. There is a give and a take. It's not just a give and you take. So the same thing goes to finding good accountants and good attorneys as I pay the dues. The same thing I recommend buying or purchasing or listening to audio programs of great minds, because that's how you learn. And when I look back upon what was the difference between some of my friends who are still at Xerox and my best friend and I who sold our companies, the difference was we were smart enough to seek great mentors. So the point here is this, given Rich Dad's secrets, you can learn from everybody, and to find a great mentor, you also need to be a great student. You may now be asking yourself, how do I find these mentors or these people I want to learn from? And the answer is always the same, is that you have to do your part. And when you're ready, in my experience, the teacher will always show up. You also have to know what qualities or what you want to learn. For example, until I wanted to learn about an IPO, I actually sat down and said, I've never really taken a company public. I mean, I started back in the early 70s to take one company public because my wallet company was doing so well. But when it went broke, it wouldn't make a very good public offering. So I had to put that one on hold because I still needed to learn how to build a company. But when I was ready, I still remember cranking into my brain cells saying, it's time for me to learn to take a company public. And this is honest to God truth. My next door neighbor came up, says, hey, you want to meet so-and-so? I said, well, who is he? She says, I don't know. I think you'll enjoy talking to him. And that's all it took. And I said, sure, I'll talk to him. And I remember going to this golf course, this country club, and I sat down, and we shook hands, and I said, by the way, I don't know why this meeting is taking place, but what do you do for a living? And he says, I've taken over 100 companies public on Wall Street. What do you do? And at that moment, I knew I met the guy. But until I was ready, and until I was ready to do what it takes, and I was prepared, and until I was looking, the person never showed up. That's been my true experience of it. So the action step for step 5, which is seek mentors,